Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a judge in Orange County has issued a tentative ruling in favor of Big Pharma in a case over the opioid crisis.
And this follows a lengthy trial. Prosecutors from Los Angeles, from Orange County, from Marin County, from across California, they were suing numerous big pharma companies, including J&J, Teva, a number of others, over this opioid pain medication crisis that has really swept the country in addition to California. Now, they alleged that there were deceptive practices being impressed on doctors by the pharmaceutical companies and said that this resulted in a really huge drug crisis. However, the judge ruled that the prosecutors from the different counties did not prove that the companies are responsible for creating a public nuisance. The judge's words. Now, one legal analyst talked with KGO Television up in San Francisco about what was on the line financially.
Both monetary compensation to the counties that have had to expend money for people that are addicted to drugs or that have been injured as a result of drug overdoses.
The judge did write in his, again, tentative ruling that, yeah, there might have been some deceptive, at least labeling or promotion of the drugs, these opioid pain meds, but that many of the scripts that were written were for appropriate pain uses and needs by patients. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, LA County supervisors will be talking again today about the horrible stink that's making life miserable for many people in the Carson area. The smell started coming from decaying plants and other materials in the Dominguez Channel. That was several weeks ago. Efforts to neutralize it taking a lot longer than expected. Supervisors will consider declaring a local emergency over the situation and asking the state to do so as well, which could free up more resources to help deal with the smelly problem.
LAX officials say a power failure that blacked out most of the airport last night was caused by a power bump. But what caused the so-called power bump? That's not clear just yet. It started around 7:30 last night, led to a delay of about 30 flights. They say emergency generators help get most things back up pretty quickly, except for Terminal 6, where the power was out till about 9 o'clock. LAX thanked travelers for their patience. Now, of course, the travel industry already dealing with the delays and cancellations from American Airlines. And CNN is reporting this morning another 100 or so flights canceled across the country today for American Airlines. And we're going to be talking to our CanX travel editor, Peter Greenberg, more about the continuing issues coming up at 7:45 this morning.
LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva set later this morning to slam the county's vaccine mandate for employees. The sheriff telling Fox News it's a threat to public safety because it could lead to a smaller deputy force.
Well, the results are very obvious. For example, I have a 20% increase in people that are putting in to retire early. That's over 100 people right there. Another 300 plus are filing workers' compensation claims. That's a 22% increase.
He says more than 200 deputies are now applying for jobs where there are no vaccine mandates. The sheriff says fewer deputies means crime could go up. Preliminary data from the county shows more than half of the department's 16,000 employees are fully vaccinated.
The effort by some parents to get a temporary restraining order against the LA Unified School District's mandate for students to get vaccinated has failed. They argue that any vaccine mandate for the kids should be left up to the state, but the judge rejected rejected the position and said there is no emergency that justified issuing a restraining order.
A judge now ruling that Kobe Bryant's widow will not have to undergo a psychiatric evaluation to pursue her lawsuit against L.A. County involving the helicopter crash that killed her husband and daughter. In her suit, Vanessa Bryant says she suffered severe emotional distress after learning that some sheriff's deputies had taken and shared gruesome pictures of the crash scene. The county's lawyers had disputed that on grounds that she never actually saw the photos and thought a medical exam would be helpful in the case.
The LA County Board of Supervisors today may approve a settlement with two families who sued over the photos.
The proposed offer of $2.5 million would be split between Matthew Mauser, whose wife Christine was killed, and J.J. Altobelli and Alexis Altobelli, who lost their father, mother, and sister in the crash. County Council has reportedly advised a payment in an effort to stem litigation costs in those two lawsuits that has already topped $1.25 million and is being called reasonable and fair by one of the county attorneys. It doesn't, however, end the legal battles of the case, as Vanessa Bryant and her family are still proceeding with a suit that may go to trial in February of next year, a trial that may feature testimony by Sheriff Alex Villanueva and L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby, who've been ordered deposed in the matter by a federal judge last week. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.